Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Places, things, the latest conversation about what's going on in this fabulous world of ours, the universe of information on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, information personified with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's simple. It's easy. We do it because we live it. We breathe it. Everything that we do. Think about what you do with your days. We all, Victoria, Kara, Jennifer, and I, as we go through our day, most of the things that we experience or think about or see become a part of the conversation. And you can do that, too, if you like. Just think about what your day is like. I'm betting it's a lot more interesting than you give yourself credit for. A lot of different things. You have to overcome obstacles in your life, and that can be a great time to learn. Pretty much the main reason you're here, too, by the way, is to learn and to be a contributor. So let's get Jennifer to contribute. She has some stats on crime and punishment. Here we go. All right. This is an earful, Jennifer.
This
yeah?
is pretty staggering. A new report out of New Orleans says that there are 56,000 outstanding warrants in New Orleans Municipal Court. Now, New Orleans is a medium-sized city, I think, at best. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They date back to 2002, according to city data, which means that a staggering one out of every seven adults in the 50th largest city in the country have a warrant out for their arrest.
Say that again.
One out of seven adults have a warrant out for their arrest. New Orleans is the 50th largest city in America.
What does that say?
Well, and this is kind of interesting because these stats are accompanied by a story about a public defender and about an attorney supervisor for the municipal court who is saying, we have all of these people who are sitting there who have been picked up because they have warrants out for their arrest. They are in their jail gear and they're waiting to be arraigned, essentially. And she's saying, is this making the city any safer? Now, typically, crime is failing to appear for a scheduled court date. So a lot of people skip their court dates, and then there are warrants issued for them, which sometimes can go on year after year after year. Many of them, according to reports, are for minor nonviolent offenses that do not carry a jail sentence. So maybe it's panhandling.
That's like drunk on Bourbon Street, too, probably.
Right. Panhandling, yeah, fishing yeah. without a license. The right. two exceptions are battery and domestic abuse, which account for 6% of all the warrants, so that's a pretty high number. Most of them are nuisance crimes, old ones that are bogging down the criminal justice system. And so now there's a coalition of elected officials, local civil rights attorneys, and organizations that are going to the public defender's office and proposing a new permanent solution, which would wipe out 56,000 warrants in addition to any debt that had been accumulated from the fines and fees of these warrants. So I'm a little split on this because to go in and wipe out 56,000 warrants for people that We don't know who's in that 56,000.
What is the crime?
Well, that's the question. What is the crime? Is it okay to wipe out domestic abuse? Is it okay to wipe out?
Well, that wouldn't be included, right?
Yeah, no.
The 6% of domestic abuse, really?
That's in there. Every warrant that is right now that has not been filled yet.
Then what about the other things that are in there? Even misdemeanors for using
broadly.
Grass
Right, but broadly, is it worth relieving all of those people and letting some people who really need to be part of the justice system
Why
go?
Does it have to be either or?
I agree.
Why can't
I think
somebody
you could actually
do
be
their
smart.
Job
right.
and figure out who the real bad guys are and then let the other people who are, I mean, what is there?
But at the same time, I think we need to have a real conversation about how people interact with law enforcement, because there are many people who end up shot and dead because they resist arrest or because they run and because they don't know that they actually have recourse when they're, that an arrest isn't something that has to be forever, that they can actually explain themselves. There's such a lack of understanding, especially I think in poor communities, about what their rights are and what needs to happen, that we end up in situations like this.
Isn't that partially the police's job to explain what's our relationship supposed to be like? I stay away from the police unless it's
I'd actually say at this point, let's put it in school. If it becomes such an issue, let's put it in. This should be part of civics,
something
actually.
Practical.
But civics are gone.
Right. Yeah, the practical. And then, you know, the other things that are done just to get you, like the continuing in certain parts of our country of changing the amount of time from yellow to red, you know, that still goes on. You have a green light, and then it changes yellow, and then instantly, in seconds, it turns red so they can grab you and nail you and fine you, that kind of stuff. No wonder people don't have respect for the law, which we ought to have. Is it the law or the police who is supposedly representing the law? These damn secret cameras that catch drivers using mobile phones. Is that a gotcha sort of thing? And it's like the red light cameras in Los Angeles. Nobody pays those fines anymore because they don't work. And how do we know these? Why does it have to be secret? Is it you versus them? Us versus them? That's kind of what it gets set up to be. And they set that up on their own. Sneaking around, doing things, trying to find trouble where there isn't any. You know, there's a certain line here, it seems to me, that we should expect in our country to have freedom. We don't. This has become a police state. Especially, you see these damn cameras on every corner. So using mobile phones is illegal in California and elsewhere as well. New York, some other states. And it's not smart. It isn't. It's dumb to use mobile phones. A lot of accidents are caused by people texting.
Texting and driving is horrible.
No question about it. But where are the real police doing their job of this against instead of sneaking around? I think that's why people don't have respect. And I agree with you 100%, 110%, Jennifer, when it comes to civics and civics classes and teaching people how the government works, how the police work, what firemen's jobs are, what goes on in the mayor's office.
How to interact with law enforcement. We need law enforcement. As much as people want to hate on them and rail against them,
you need law and order.
We need law enforcement. We need someone who's going to protect law and order, but we also need to let people know how to interact and what their rights are. And I think most, especially in poor communities, when they see the police come there, their inclination is to run.
The other way. Yeah.
And that's how people end up dead. That's how you end up with 1 in 7 warrants, because people aren't going to ever come back because they don't want to have anything to do with the legal system if they were illegally fishing someplace. I mean, it's
ridiculous. Podcasting, our most recent podcast, djvshow.com. We discuss the winners and losers from the Emmy Awards. Also, we talk about Downton Abbey, fabulous movie, disappointing attendance at Storm Area 51 this past weekend. it was a bust. Also on the podcast, we talk about the video going viral of that crazed passenger smoking pot on the American Airlines flight. That was really there. Imagine, put yourself on that plane. And then there's a story about a new company that's got a clever solution to keeping your avocados fresh. Yeah, I want to know about that. Keep your avocados. It's worth listening to the podcast just for that. Keep your avocados fresh for a whole month. There you go, boys and girls. Listen to the podcast at djvshow.com. You can search for The DJV Show on iTunes or wherever else you find your favorite podcast. TheDJVShow.com.
If you know this sound, then you know the pure feeling that comes with it. The unparalleled power of a Rotax engine. The agility and ultimate freedom only the revolutionary Rev Gen 4 platform can give. That feeling of taking winter and shredding it for all it's worth. It's that Ski-Doo feeling. Visit your local Ski-Doo dealer today for great offers and rebates on select models during our Yellow Tag sales event.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, he'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle. One of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hurricane Dorian has caused catastrophic destruction and flooding in the Bahamas, and vulnerable children and families are suffering in its aftermath. Project Hope has deployed emergency response teams and medical professionals where they are needed most. They're working with partners to deliver urgently needed supplies. They're working to save lives. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope and their emergency response teams, visit projecthope.org. That's projecthope.org.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-479-7903 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file the claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-479-7903 now. Again, 800-479-7903. That's 800-479-7903.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, some people in the news. Apparently, Oprah turned down the offer to moderate some of the 2020 debates. Why would I thought she liked this, but has she expressed a preference yet as to who she would vote for?
I think she's trying to stay pretty apolitical.
Like the debates are such a mess, and especially in the first one, the moderators got so much crap because they were so terrible. If you're Oprah, why, and you're universally popular, why would you want to get involved in that?
I think it would be interesting, actually, because I think she would ask them different questions that aren't always about, like, you know, the normal stuff.
I would like to see her do it more as it whittles down towards the end.
I would like to see her do it in a different format, not the one where it's just 10 people standing on stage behind a podium and she has to, you know, get them like to stick to 30 seconds.
I think she's a really great interviewer, and I've always enjoyed her interview questions, so I would rather see her interview all of the candidates when we get down to, like, I don't know, the top three or whatever, but not a debate.
Larry King. Altoona, you're on the air.
Like that.
And there. So, Bill Weld, many of you know, we've been talking about him off and on, former governor of Massachusetts, was a vice presidential contender 4 years ago under the Libertarian banner, very intelligent, very articulate, great guy. He's running against Trump in the primary, and he said that Trump should get the death penalty over the Ukraine if it's true. It's treason, and the penalty for treason is death. Death!
Wow, that's
sick. I hate to tell you guys, because I know you like him, but he's off the rails, this guy.
No, he's not. He's got it.
Oh, come on. Calling for the death penalty? Give me a break.
Hey, well, you know what? Props to him, because that's the first time we've actually heard from him since he announced his candidacy. So, you know, at least he broke through. It's a crazy
another Bay Stater in the news, even though he's dead. Whitey Bulger is dead. Mobster, remember him? The family is suing the federal government because of wrongful death. Remember, he was beaten to death by inmates. He got moved from one prison to another, and in 24 hours, he was DOA. He was put in a prison medical facility there because he had health problems. So anyway, he was deliberately...
Cancer, didn't he?
I don't know. He was on his way out, so why not? They hurried it up a little
bit. But I guess they're claiming that he never should have been out of a medical ward. He was in, like, Gen Pop.
So they really... Can you imagine us paying out for his death?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here comes the story of a hurricane. The man the authorities came to pay for something that he never done.
Great Bob Dylan tune.
Put in a prison cell, but one time you gotta be in the champion of the world.
Bob Dylan rolling out dates for his fall North American tour. He's holding back on the grand finale, a 10-night run at the Beacon Theater in New York City. Tickets going on sale September 27th for what will be his longest stand. And there's a lot of Dylan excitement these days. And I'll tell you, one of the things that has excited me, Dylan, by the way, hasn't released an album, a new song, since 2012's Tempest. He has released three albums of American Standards and steady stream of bootleg series box sets. Why are they bootlegs?
He just called it the bootleg series. It's the newest one that's coming out is the 1969 recording that he did, the session that he did with Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
That's coming out on November 1st.
Yeah.
People are buzzing about that, and if you're a Dylan fan.
Well, there's because part of the buzz, and he's smart to use the momentum coming. Last I watched, as I was falling off to sleep, the PBS, the latest installment of the PBS special that Ken Burns did on country music, and it features a whole lot from the TV show that Johnny Cash did on ABC, which was very counterculture-ish at the time. He had so much popularity. He was America's number one entertainer here for 3 or 4 years in a row. And he had this great friendship with Bob Dylan that is examined on the TV show. Well, it's on the Ken Burns show, but it's also a reflection back to when Dylan and Cash first became friends. They recorded stuff in the studio together. They on the TV show, you could tell that they were great friends. So that's the Bob Dylan story. Catch that on part of it on the Ken Burns special. That's just worth watching. Great story of Americana, frankly. Dixie Chicks lead singer Natalie Maines gave some details on the highly anticipated fifth album from the Chicks, announcing the album is tentatively entitled Gaslighter, was in part inspired by her ongoing divorce from actor Adrian Pasdar. I don't know who he is. What's his story?
He was on Heroes. That was maybe his biggest role, I think.
Yeah.
Really? What role did he play? Grunberg was on that. Grunberg was on that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. The group's first studio album in over 13 years, featuring production by pop hitmaker Jack Antonoff, is set for release early next year. Natalie Maines says, quote, "I think for many years I didn't want to analyze my life or my relationship. I was just in it, dedicated, devoted. And if I had started writing songs about it, I don't want to say that I was in a survival mode, but I was just not ready to open up like that. In fact, during the ongoing divorce proceedings, Mr. Pazdar requested the court to give him access to all of her unreleased music, claiming that it violated a confidentiality clause in their prenup."
That's
she wanted,
brutal.
What? He wanted
That's
to know whether she'd written... Huh?
Yeah, he wants to know if she wrote any songs about him and their marriage. I mean, how... Wow. Yeah. That's going to be a big legal battle.
A lot of anger there.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. Before the divorce, the band initially planned it as a covers album. Turn it in, get the money, be free agent, she said. But then my relationship fell apart, and I had a lot to say. The previous album, going back to 2006, Taking the Long Way, was their first collection of entirely original songs, largely dealt with the backlash surrounding Maine's remarks toward President Bush. Oh, I remember that.
That was the song we just heard. Ended their
career, practically.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Anyway, Dixie Chicks were banned for a long time right from country radio, but now they're back, I think, in good stead, are they not? I would think.
They're still played on country.
Dixie Chicks. Right, yeah. Yep. 28 after the hour.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties, all over the world, and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travels. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow @hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tweet why you need a break, and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the House is moving forward with an investigation into possible impeachment-level offenses by President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
She says the president is undermining national security when it comes to his discussions with the leader of Ukraine.
The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution.
Pelosi says current committee investigations into the Trump campaign and administration will continue under the overall umbrella of the impeachment inquiry. The president calls the move breaking news, witch hunt garbage. He tweets, "It's so bad for our country." But he also tells reporters it could be good for him politically. White House aides say no one is worried because they believe his base will help him. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Nothing wrong here. We've got it straight and right. On the DJV program, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, people who are full of information. And guess what? It's free. How about that? All this conversation is free. It doesn't cost you a thing except a little time and a little attention. No bad information here. We don't have truth decay. We're all set. You ready to act on the information that you have regarding Jeffrey Epstein? He's still dead, though, Victoria, right?
That is correct. He has not risen, but some things that are coming to light now in the basically his activity leading up to his suicide. He was arrested on July 6th at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. That's where this really all started to fall apart for him. But apparently he had an idea that this was coming. And so he started paying off people, two women in particular. He paid them off $10,000 in cash each that was handed to them in an envelope by one of his associates to make sure, quote, that they were comfortable not speaking to the press. And apparently these two women, who were his accomplices on some level, we're not exactly sure yet, but they were in a panic over the FBI coming to speak to them. And so Jeffrey Epstein basically paid them the money to alleviate their panic and assure their silence. And before that, in July, when federal prosecutors alleged in court papers that that Epstein had already paid $250,000 to one potential witness and $100,000 to another just a few months before he was arrested. So he knew that that things were tightening up around him, and so he started dishing out a lot of cash to keep people quiet. And so prosecutors are now – see, the problem with this case is the prosecutors have actually dropped the criminal case, but there are so many victims who have come forward and testified. So it's now a pending – basically, the federal judge ended the pending criminal case but allowed the victims to speak out in court, and then now all of the lawsuits against his estate have been filed. So this will end up being a civil – probably a giant civil settlement, I'm guessing. But it's we're finding out more and more little bits and pieces. Now, his main accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, she is the British, they say the word socialite, which I hate, but they claim that, you know, she's the British socialite. We don't know where she is. Apparently that was a hoax, that when she was eating at a fast food place or eating Shake Shack or something in L.A., that was not actually her. So they're still trying to figure out where she is. And the civil lawsuits will have probably private investigators, since the police are no longer involved, but they'll be going after her next. And I'm sure she's gotten a lot of money from Epstein throughout the years.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely, lovely. All right, let's get to some other people in the news. Harrison Ford spoke at the UN Climate Action Summit in an effort to protect the Amazon rainforest. You can see a lot of the stuff online, some of the things he said on Twitter and Facebook and that sort of thing. But his his comings and goings received some scrutiny. I don't know, you know, how they expect him to walk into town or what they expected, but because he flew in on his own jet, it sort of reminds me of all the scrutiny that Al Gore used to get, remember, when he was here and there talking about climate change.
And Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah, tons of
right. Go run out and get on his own jet. So does that negate whatever he had to say? Does it mean his words were meaningless? He talked about the air we breathe, the morality of having dirty water, what's going on with all of the carbon, what we could do to change the situation. And so what do we think about it? Harrison Ford's always been
pretty
consistent.
I don't know that it
His environmental
I don't think it negates it, but I do think that people get tired of being preached to from people who aren't actually walking the walk themselves.
Ah, okay. So he's preaching, but he's not walking the walk. He has a lot of his own planes at the Santa Monica Airport. You can go there
I think any
time.
Right, he's got little planes, which isn't necessarily the problem, but anybody who flies private...
You'd rather he get in first class on a plane that was going...
Why can't he, though? Yeah, why can't he?
If he's really serious about it, it's huge.
Okay, can you imagine him trying to be comfortable in a first class, any seat?
I don't care. Can you imagine anybody trying to be comfortable on a commercial airplane? He's no better than
I'm just talking about people that come up to him and, hey, can I have your autograph? Leave me, you know.
It's not my problem.
Really happen, though? I've seen plenty of celebrities in first class, and I've never seen anyone approach them.
Well,
I don't know.
I have. But people approach me all the time.
Well, right.
You know, I feel sorry for people who are, like, bothered on the street all the time. But you know what? It's part of the thing that you chose.
Well, that's what you buy.
I mean, it's not like Harrison Ford is famous by accident. He's a famous actor, and it's one of the things that comes
to
you.
Well, but be fair, he was found, he was a carpenter, and
he chose to be in movies.
Well,
no one forced Indiana Jones.
It.
Yeah, no one forced him to be Han Solo. Like, some celebrities deal with it a lot better than others. You know, we've all met and interviewed plenty of famous people. Some are cool and gracious about it, and others, you know, just aren't. So maybe he just doesn't want to be bothered. I don't know what his deal is, but he famously got out of his own car in New York City and started directing traffic a couple years ago because, you know, people were not going the right way. And so there's plenty of video footage of him just standing there directing traffic like a cop. So, I don't know. He has an everyman kind of aspect to him.
Yeah, I think this is a cheap shot, frankly. That's just me. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, wait a second. Before we move on.
Why is that a cheap shot?
He's
too good to fly commercial?
No, the business of him coming in trying to raise consciousness about the Amazon that's been,
well,
you know, been talking about that for years.
Here's what I'd equate it
to.
You know I still use straws. Victoria hates that I use straws, and so Victoria tells me, Jen, get a I'm just using this as an example. Get a reusable straw. Do this. You know, it's bad, blah, blah, blah. She gives me all the reasons, and I get it. If I went out to dinner with Victoria, and then she said, oh, can I get a straw with my iced tea or my red wine? Because let's be honest, we'd be drinking martinis or wine.
Yes.
I would be like, Victoria, you've just been telling me that I need to get off the straws, and you're ordering a straw? Like, what?
Right.
I would, I mean, that's
is that
that's
a dream
the same
for you?
Thing.
Or,
yeah. Yes, it is actually a dream for me to drink martinis out of a straw with Victoria. But, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if
I totally,
you
not, I get that. Right.
You got to walk the walk. It's ridiculous. I mean, taking a private plane is one of the worst things that you can do personally, an individual, for the environment, and he does it all the time.
And if you're going to do that, you better start out with what you already did to offset your carbon footprint for the flight. Because if you don't mention that, then you know people are going to take shots at you for it.
Next up, Demi Moore. She's got that memoir out. Many things in it are upsetting to a lot of people. The Ashton
Kutcher. Wait, didn't you also say Sarah Jessica Parker? And then you
went
on. I
did say I was going to do Ashton. Oh. But I want to do Demi Moore. And only because I think that... Mila Kunis is an innocent victim here and kind of taking the chops because of what she learned about Ashton Kutcher being married to Demi Moore and how he loved to have threesomes. And people are asking, hey, what do you think about that? You know, I think I'd tell them to mind their own business. It's none of my business. Yeah, I wasn't married to him then, so why should it bother me?
And she must have known. I think that's one of those things.
I think
he probably.
Yeah, I have a feeling he told her everything about that marriage. That marriage was pretty dysfunctional.
Yeah.
They seem very open, and she's also known him since she was, what, like 15, 16?
Yeah,
and
they've been friends for a long time.
They've known each other for a very long time.
Yeah. The memoir also claims that her alcoholic mother had a part in her being raped when she was 15. That's Demi Moore, not Miley. Mila.
She lost a baby at 6 months. That's pretty.
Sad.
That's very sad.
Demi Moore.
Yeah. When she was married to Ashton, yeah.
All right, so you want me to talk about Sarah Jessica Parker, eh?
Yes.
She's launched the new wine collection, Jennifer. Her latest entrepreneurial adventure is a Sauvignon Blanc. How's that? Pretty good, huh?
Or
Sauvignon Blanc. How do you pronounce it?
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Blanc.
No, not... Yeah, the
Blanc.
Sauvignon's not the problem there. It's
Sauvignon.
Not blank. It's
Blanc.
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 Oh, boy.
Anyway, this is in collaboration with a New Zealand-based wine company called Invivo. Or is it Invivo? You say Invivo. I'll say Invivo.
I think it's Invivo, but I don't know for sure.
You don't know something about wine?
I don't.
You're a sommelier. How come you don't know
there's
about
one thing
this?
You got me on.
Oh, really? At a lunch event, she told the crowd, I had not ever pondered about producing a wine I thought was complicated wine. Felt like people had a very strong opinion. You notice I didn't pronounce
Sauvignon. Yeah, I know.
Blanc.
Why is Sauvignon Blanc so hard for you to say?
Sauvignon Blanc. Blanc.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I like the Frenchman who's the chef in Downton Abbey.
Yes. He was
and
good.
He was funny.
Anyway, before you bury the lead here,
yes, okay. You want to
it launches this?
This
week. Yeah, Invivo, right. Sarah Jessica Parker, Sauvignon Blanc. It officially launches this week, and it's at a pretty good price point too. It's $18 to $20 depending on where you live and the tax thing. So it's not a bad price. She said she wanted to make sure it was accessible and not like super snooty and overpriced.
Another person in the news. If you don't know who Greta Thunberg is, we'll talk about her for a moment after these words.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner.
But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Whenever it rains, it's hard not to think about all the folks right here in our community who have no roofs over their heads. No way to dry off. No relief from the storm. Wouldn't it be nice to give them a dry place to sleep tonight, or a warm cup of soup, or just a simple umbrella? Well, you can by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit givewestwood.org now to help fund programs that provide shelter, food, and hope to our neighbors most in need.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Did you know that chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, affects more than 16 million Americans? Hi, I'm Senator Barbara Beaulieu from Kansas. Inhalers are an important tool for managing your COPD, but not all inhalers work the same way. There are several types of inhalers available, and each works differently. Every patient is different, so there's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's important to discuss with your doctor which inhaler is right for you. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track, as well as drivers like you and me on the street, for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Often not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So if you don't know who Greta Thunberg is, she's that teenager who delivered the, sort of slapped around the world leaders at the UN, the Climate Action Summit. We're just talking about Harrison Ford being there. She was there accusing them of turning a blind eye to global climate problems. And I think Trump took a shot at her too, didn't he?
He put out a pretty snarky tweet.
Yeah. Right. Well, so how did she become famous? This, you know, I think back about what happened.
She organized the school strike, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's become like the youngest. I think she might even be in the Guinness Book of World Records for something, but she definitely has kind of launched onto the global stage with all of the climate change stuff. And this has been going on. She's 16 now, but she's been doing this for a while. She's kind of known as the youngest climate activist.
Good for her. It's good for the youngsters to get involved in what's going on politically and otherwise. Here's a story quickly about Jarrett Williams Smith, who is a U.S. soldier, allegedly discussed plans to bomb CNN. Did you hear the story about him? He was
I heard about this guy, right? And Beto O'Rourke was a target, too?
Yeah. He wanted to bomb Beto.
Right.
But it's alliteration.
So... But why? I mean, you got to be nuts to talk about it. Never mind.
Yeah, he's been arrested now for sending, plans for how to make bombs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. All right. There's the story of Mr. Smith. This is the story of all of us on the DJ.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Time-wise, it's 53 after the hour. Doctors in the focus. And I have to go very far to find a doctor connected to anything that I do on the radio. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has a focus at the moment on omega-6s. Now, I remember, this is one of those things that drives me nuts.
Good.
Because science supposedly proves that omega-3s are important, the most important thing for heart disease, and 6s and 9s actually are not good. Sounds like a poker hand. So now there's yet a new study that I will go over with my friend Dr. Ken, as well as you, that suggests that omega-6s could be just as important as omega-3. So here we go again. How the hell do you know what to believe? We've right. told people for years that the 6s are, no, you don't want to have them, and the 9s, all you need are omega-3. So now, why should we believe this?
Here's the clear distinction between the two. Yeah. Omega-6s are everywhere out there in the marketplace, but they're cooked. It's the frying oil that's used in fast food places, and it's the oils that they use in restaurants to cook with. That you stay away from as far as you can. Omega-6s are good in a raw state. That's the only time they're good is in a raw state. Now, these are things that have to come in through our diet. The omega-3s are extremely fragile oils, and we find them in fish oil, and flaxseed and things like this, but we don't find them much anywhere else besides that. Sixes are everywhere, but we get way too much of the six, and that's why it's kind of got a bad name, because we're getting it in the form of fried, destroyed oils that become the trans fats. So there's a very, very good omega-6 that has come out in Circulation magazine. The Lancet, the oldest medical journal in the world, back to the 1700s, had an article about the omega-6 in a raw state. And there's something that's very important called arachidonic acid. And when you cook an omega-6, it's destroyed. But in a raw state, arachidonic acid is very good, and that's why
we always
recommend. Yeah, I know. Arachnoid acid.
Yeah, right.
Arachidonic acid. And it's in the form of, it's in black currant seed oil as long as it's been protected in its processing. And we use that. Anytime.
Some of that here. Standard process makes black currant seed oil.
Right. You can get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
See, the problem, one of the things that also it would be very helpful is for you to publish the things from Standard Process that you and I both support, because
sure,
they're all made from food. Unfortunately, what we need is a guide. And I know sometimes you print it out. I've seen it. You've given it to me, what each of these things actually is. But maybe if there's a one-pager that lists all of it and it equals, instead of page after page after page that people aren't going to read, like if I knew the black currant seed oil was omega-6 pure, that's all
yes,
I want to know. And now I have some of it. I'll take it. I haven't taken it because I've forgotten what it was for.
Well, it's very good for the heart. It's good for the heart. It's good for the brain in both sexes. But in the female, it's very good for their cycle, especially as they approach perimenopause. But for men, it's very good for the heart and very good for the brain.
Well, there's something to recommend it right there. And it's not, so we're not telling you to start using some of the burned out oils that you find in the fryer. That's not what we're saying here. Black currant seed oil,
raw,
or its equivalent. So how does it come, though?
It comes in little pearls. Comes
no, I mean, but where does it come? How do they get into the pearl? Is it something that comes from fish? Where does it come from again?
No, it comes from the black currant, the plant.
So the plant.
It's a food.
Okay.
It comes from the plant. It's not an herb. It comes from the plant. It's protected in a non-oxygen atmosphere, and it's very powerful stuff.
All right, here's something else that's very powerful that you'll be very happy to know about. If you're like most of the people in the country, you either know someone or you do have type 2 diabetes or you're pre-diabetic. So you'll want to know all about Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, which is the country's most advanced glucose support. Every person who has diabetes got a story, and this is a happy ending for that story. Curalin supports weight loss and the metabolism of fats, helps the digestion of sugars, promotes healthy energy levels, helps manage the cravings that you have for sugar. That's what I need it for. I love cake and ice cream and pie and all that stuff, so I'm taking this now because it will help curb and it'll help me deal with my sugar cravings. Yours as well, to keep you healthy. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net is how you get this product. $20 off at Curalin.net if you use the DJV code. So get the bottle, get started, and protect yourself if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic. Curalin.net, $20 off using the DJV code.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.